I know what could be better. Nashville rising star joining us in the Roadhouse.
That would be great. Is it happening, Dave?
Let's just conjure it up. And we're there.
Nashville singer, songwriter, fiddler, actress. She's a caregiver and a newlywed. And here she is back in Grand Marais. Yeah.
Hello.
That's right.
Oh, but in all this excitement, we've...
So happy to see you. Caitlin Nicol Thomas.
There it is.
Here she is.
Hi.
Hi. Welcome to the Roadhouse. We're glad to have you back.
Thank you. You've
been here before.
I have.
Yeah.
Been here before.
2016, you were here on the Roadhouse.
Uh-huh.
And you were playing with Al Oikery and Rod Dawkin.
Mm-hmm. Oh, yeah. Boy.
Wow.
I sure was. The company I keep.
The company you keep. You've got some locals there. Yeah. And we are so fortunate to have you stop in and see us again. And you're playing at Grand Marais.
Yes. My favorite spot.
That's great.
It's where it all began for me.
Uh-huh.
Dad, what did we say? This was 5 years? Five years of coming here. And 5 years ago, we had just come out of the Boundary Waters. And some friends of ours were going to the American Legion to go dancing. And they invited us out. And lo and behold, there was Al and the guys.
Uh-huh.
And you can imagine how, I guess for me, how I looked coming out of the Boundary Waters. Not show ready, not gig ready. But my fiddle was in the car. And on break, my dad went up to Al. Much to my chagrin, I was like, Dad, don't you dare. So he went up to Al and said, hey, my daughter lives in Nashville. She plays. And he was probably thinking, oh, sure.
Uh-huh.
You know, but he had me up and I didn't sit back down the rest of the night. And
wow,
yep,
nice.
And that's that. Yeah.
And it all began.
Yeah.
In the Boundary Waters and then at the American Legion. Now Grand Marais.
And now Grand Marais.
Yeah.
Yep.
That's great.
And they've been so good to me there. So.
So you're playing tonight and tomorrow night.
Yes. Doubleheader.
That's great. We've got a lot to talk about, but
okay.
I know people have tuned in just to hear the music.
Yes.
So maybe we should just start it off with a bang and you
okay.
could play the first song.
Let's do that. Okay. Well, I'm going to do one of my older tunes.
Okay.
I love blues music, and this was my shot at writing a blues tune. And so this is called Troubled Times.
Great.
Oh, I'm turning another shade of blue, and I know you can feel it too. Well, I'm one lonely step away from these troubled times. My younger years, when I was brave and had no fear. You come and go with no alibi. Oh, you troubled time never slows, just washes me over. Troubled times. times.
I know what people are thinking right now. Where is this big sound coming from? Holy cow. Caitlin Nicole Thomas. Boy, what a voice. Now, Troubled Thanks. Times. Mm-hmm. That was your first album, wasn't it?
Yes, ma'am, it was. Thanks for knowing that.
When mm-hmm. was that?
That was 2008.
2008. Mm-hmm. Wow. Mm-hmm. And how many albums since then?
Oh, unfortunately, not too many solo albums. I put out two acoustic EPs. I've played on a lot of other people's records okay. and other bands that I've been in. We've yeah. put out albums out of Nashville. But most recently, with my new band, a new album coming out. But yeah.
We're going to talk about that a little bit later. Okay. Not okay. quite yet.
Right.
Because we should talk about this big event that happened just in the past couple weeks.
Okay.
You got hitched.
I did.
Yeah.
I did. And I loved it.
Tell us about that.
Yes, I married Travis Jones. He is an art director for film and TV in Nashville.
Okay.
And we met on a movie years and years ago. But we've been together 3.5 years, and we wanted to get married in Scotland, but I didn't think my uncle, who owns the farm in Iowa that we got married on, I didn't think he'd be able to go because farm life is 24/7, right. yeah. and my dad doesn't really fly that much anymore. So instead of Scotland, we went middle of nowhere, Iowa, on our family farm, and my husband built a hay castle.
No way.
Yeah.
Wow.
Which was awesome.
Okay, so I was thinking that you were going to tell me that you got married in Nashville. That made sense to me.
Right.
But you are originally from Iowa,
yeah.
right?
Yeah, born and raised, farm girl.
Okay, mm-hmm. so what part of Iowa?
South of Des Moines, in a small town called Indianola.
Wow.
Yeah.
And then not directly to Nashville after that.
No.
When you were a little girl mm-hmm. on the farm, mm-hmm. what did you want to be when you grew up?
First, a veterinarian. Uh-huh. I think that's always happens.
Yep.
But then I don't know if I knew exactly what I wanted to be, but I always told my mom about film and about music. I said, I want to be able to make people feel how I feel when I watch a movie or hear a song or a solo. And I've said that since I was little. So I don't think I knew
exactly what that meant.
Yeah, what that meant, but it worked out. And now I get it.
Yeah, it did work out because you do just everything, don't you? I mean, you write songs,
yeah.
you sing, you play, mm-hmm. you act. Mm-hmm. You've really had a lot under your belt already.
Yeah. Right.
Yeah. And yeah. you're just going to keep on going.
Yes. Yes, I hope so.
Wonderful. Well, should we go right into another song?
Shall we?
There is that football game we need to be mindful of.
I know, and this music is really great.
That's right. But you know what? Let's back up to the wedding.
Oh, okay.
I'm curious. I saw a photo.
Did you?
Yeah.
It was
okay.
lovely. And I saw the Irish theme.
Scottish. Thank you.
Thank you,
Julie.
But the kilt. Yeah.
Yes.
Is Travis a Scotsman?
We both have Scottish heritage, very strongly, both on our mother's side. And so that's why it was very important. And so we had that. And my wedding present to him was I hired a bagpiper from Nashville. One of my friends plays. He's amazing. And I pulled it off and I was shocked. I got him to Iowa, and Travis had no idea until he heard the
wow.
bagpipes going when we were starting to walk down the aisle. So it was fun.
That is fun. Yes. Honeymoon in Scotland?
We're actually hoping for Bali.
Oh, there. Good choice.
We're going big.
Like in February.
We're thinking January.
That a girl.
Yeah.
You think like we think.
Right.
Yes, now we may proceed with the music.
Well, now I'm wondering about the hay castle.
That's right.
Now that we're talking about the wedding.
Okay, I'll pull up a picture and show you.
Oh, but is that radio? No, you need to describe it for our listeners.
Yeah. Oh, okay. Here we go. My Uncle Joe found 4-foot by 8-foot bales out of oats. We had a neighbor and we got those, so those are huge hay bales. And so Travis stacked those up like a big wall, an archway, and then stadium seating, and then he used the smaller 50-pound bales for seats.
Oh my goodness.
Put burlap all on the seats. Oh, and then he took big round bales and put those on their sides as turrets, covered it in burlap. We had tulle, and then he put corn stalks in front, and we had flowers, and yeah.
Wow.
Yeah. Totally original.
What a guy.
Yeah. If anyone is listening and they have Instagram, they can hashtag corn castle.
Okay.
That was the hashtag for the wedding. And so a lot of friends posted and tagged hashtag corn castle. So you can check it out.
Awesome. Perfect. That sounds great.
Yes.
Okay. What are you going to play for us next?
I am going to play a new song. It's a song called Blue. Again, going back to saying, I want to make people feel how I feel when I hear a song. I'm very grateful for my life. I love my life, but it has not come without hard times, troubled times, sadness, heartache. And I love writing about that because it's healing for me, which I hope it helps heal others because I think it hopefully helps them not feel alone. And so I'm going to play a song called Blue.
Wonderful.
Which will be on the new album.
Okay.
Okay.
All the pain and all the sorrow weigh heavy on my heart, as if it were borrowed. And oh, I stay blue. Thank you. fully down, as if I'm the only one around. You can't take back what you did this time.
Well, I bet a lot of people can really relate to that song.
Yeah, unfortunately.
Unfortunately.
Yeah.
But you know, you really, you wrote that.
Yeah.
And yeah, that's right from the heart.
Yeah.
It sure is. Wow,
yeah.
That's great.
Thank you.
And if you're just joining us, we're speaking with Caitlin Nicole Thomas. She's a singer-songwriter from Nashville, Tennessee, and she's here in Grand Marais this weekend playing at Grand Marais on Friday and Saturday. And my gosh, you've got a lot of things that you're looking forward to this fall and this winter. And I'm wondering if we should go forward or if we should go back after that song. You took care of your mom this year.
Yes, I did.
Can you tell us about that?
Yeah. It's crazy to think that almost a year's gone by since it all started, but at Thanksgiving last year, my mom was diagnosed with breast cancer, which was, it knocked us.
Yeah,
it was just a wave, a big ocean wave hit us hard. Weren't expecting it. My mom is healthy and vibrant and, you know, just absolutely amazing. And so that was pretty unbelievable. And it just, every appointment got worse. The news got worse. We just couldn't believe it. And in March, she had to have a double mastectomy, unfortunately. And then it's just been healing. So I took a lot of time off work, and we moved her into our house for 5 weeks and nursed her back to health. But a week ago, week and a half ago, we hope she had her final surgery.
Wow.
And she was staged 1A, and we're just beyond hopeful, excited. We're in a different place now, but it was it was quite the year.
I bet.
It's quite the year, but it teaches you a lot.
Yeah, yeah.
Mm-hmm.
And you know, it's what's important. And you've got a supportive family, it sounds like. So that's really great.
Yes, yes.
So you don't normally sing by yourself, though, right?
Right.
You are in The Threads.
I am. Yep, The Thread.
The Thread.
Yes.
The Thread.
Yep.
And tell us about that.
Yes, I am in a band with my best buddy. His name is Tyler Boydston, and we've been friends and played in different bands together in different configurations for over a decade in Nashville.
Wow.
And he quit his band a few years ago, and I called him up and I said, do you want to be in a band? And he said, well, I can't say what he said because
it's radio.
It's radio.
Okay.
We have to keep it clean. But in a nicer way, he said, yes, absolutely.
All right.
And it began, and we call it Thread Quarters. And we just started. We didn't know what it was because he's a drummer. And so he plays drums, guitar, and bass, and I play fiddle, guitar, mandolin, piano. And we got together at Thread Quarters and just started jamming and writing. And we put out an EP, and we came to Grand Marais and played JD and Connie Lair's their beautiful house concert series a couple years ago. Came here, and we're on the show and played at Grand Marais, and we had an absolute blast. And we have an album coming out in a couple months, and we're so excited.
Yeah.
So excited.
So how long have you been working on this album?
So long. My dad is about ready to lose his mind having to wait for this album to come out. But we took our time, and we refused to just release something to release it.
Yeah.
We just kept going back, and we brought in a friend of ours who was in the music business a while ago. His name's Wilson, and he had us rethink some things. And so just when we thought we were ready, done, most of the songs were recorded, he was like, how about this? How about that? So that tacked on a year and a half. Couldn't be more grateful for it.
So when do you think it will be released?
It was supposed to come out now, but it's getting mixed now.
Okay.
Yes.
I've got a fun answer for this.
What?
Any day now.
Oh,
Because that could be good news or bad news.
Oh, Julie, ask me again.
When will this be coming out?
Any day now.
Any day now.
Keep you posted.
So you brought in a CD.
I did.
And are we going to be playing something from this new CD?
Yeah, it's not mastered yet. We hope a final mix.
Okay.
No one else has heard this, but I thought, what better place?
It's breaking news
to debut it than here.
Roadhouse tradition.
Yeah.
International premiere.
That's right.
Oh, yeah.
Of a rising star.
We should do that.
Okay, so what are we going to be hearing?
This is a song called King of Me. I wrote this years ago, and then Tyler started playing this awesome riff on guitar. And I was in the kitchen making tea, and I said, don't stop. Keep playing that. Ran back in, opened up my lyric book, and we started jamming, and the rest is history.
Wow. All right. Here it is.
Give me back what I had.
Okay, that was breaking news. And so that album is with The Thread.
Yeah.
That's your group now. Yep. And Any Day Now.
Any Day Now.
Any Day Now.
It depends how you say it.
That's right. Any Day Now. But, you know, we are just full of breaking news. And so we have something else that you would like to break right here on the Roadhouse in Grand Marais, Minnesota.
Yes.
Last year, were invited, you were asked to play the fiddle at Dolly Parton's Smoky Mountain Christmas Carol.
Nailed it.
Yeah?
Yeah.
And
it was at the Ordway Theater in Minneapolis.
Isn't that something?
Amazing.
Wow. Yeah.
Loved it.
It's beautiful.
Yeah.
Yeah. So How did it go last year?
It went incredible. Yeah. The crowd loved it. I will say, so Dolly isn't in the musical.
Okay.
So she took a Christmas carol and she set it in the time of her growing up in Eastern Tennessee.
Sure.
So that Appalachian sound.
Yeah.
And she wrote all new music for it. It's pretty incredible. She uses the fiddle. I'm the ghost of Christmas future.
Okay.
And so that's my character. I mean, I play throughout the whole thing and then the fiddle gets featured. So the fiddle answers Scrooge. So it's very unique. It's incredible. Oh. But Dolly was there for the debut. And my favorite thing that pretty much has ever happened in my life, she came out. To be on stage with Dolly Parton and have the crowd erupt, I've never felt energy like that in my entire life.
Yeah.
But she goes, I think we should do a sing-along. And she turns to us, she goes, I think we should do a sing-along. She goes, working 9 to 5. And then she turns around and goes, band, find my key. And the musical director is on the piano and says, key A. And we're off to the races. Luckily, living in Nashville, Tennessee, I know me some Dolly Parton tunes.
Wow.
So we all knew it. Because we were a Nashville-based band up there, and I got to play 9 to 5 with Dolly Parton.
Oh. On stage.
On stage.
Holy cow.
So, yeah.
Wow. Well, but that's not the breaking news.
No, that's just a tidbit.
Yeah.
So, the breaking news.
Yes. Tell us. What's happening this year?
Yes, it got announced this morning, so I'm so pumped that we get to say this. Dolly Parton's Smoky Mountain Christmas Carol got picked up. And we will be in Boston for 6 weeks, and it's going to be at the Emerson Colonial Theater. And I couldn't be more excited about it.
So this is the entire month of December.
Yeah. Yeah.
So you'll be just living in Boston.
Yes, I'll be back home, kind of, because I went to college in Boston.
Oh, I did not know that.
Yes, I went to college in Boston.
Wow.
So to me, it's a double win.
Yeah.
I get to go back and basically live right by the Boston Commons, and then I get to play Dolly Parton tunes. So.
And eat clam chowder.
Oh.
Yeah.
Oh. I'm so excited.
So this gig, this is in Boston, Dolly Parton, Smoky Mountain Christmas Carol,
mm-hmm.
the entire month of December. Do I have that right?
You're
December
correct.
3rd through the 29th.
Yes. Yes.
So... no wonder why you can't take your honeymoon until January.
Right. Right.
Yeah.
Pretty much.
Well, this is great. So will Dolly Parton be at this for the opening night?
Or? Of course I can't say, but...
maybe.
I mean, why wouldn't she be?
Why wouldn't she be?
She created this.
Yeah.
Why wouldn't she be?
That's right. Wow. How exciting.
I'm beyond thrilled.
Wow. And, you know, and we're working our way... we're not doing anything in order... but that's it's right. It's okay, right?
I'll let it go.
Will you let it go this time?
Of course.
Yeah, I'm not doing anything in chronological order, but...
that's the live music portion. It's okay.
In October, you have another thing that is huge.
Yeah.
The Johnny Cash Festival.
Yes, I wore my Folsom Prison Blues tank top.
Nice.
To represent the Cash family up here in Grand Marais, Minnesota. But yes, October... 18th, 19th.
Uh-huh.
Long story short is I've become family friends with some of the Cash family. I did the Cash Legacy show at the Ryman a couple years ago. And Johnny Cash's niece called me and said, will you please come play fiddle on a song that was written for and about Johnny? And I said, absolutely, yes, I will. And so I'm going to go play fiddle with the Cash family and sing harmony and...
wow.
Yeah.
That's and it's the huge.
Yeah. And it's the Johnny Cash Heritage Music Festival.
That's great.
Yeah. Marty Stewart will be there.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And you're right. It's the 17th, 18th, and 19th.
Okay.
Yep. Mm-hmm. Of October.
Mm-hmm.
That's.
So there's that right around the corner.
Yeah. Yeah. Busy
oh,
time.
Oh, geez. Now I'm starting to sweat. I'm getting nervous.
Busy time for you. Well, let's see. It is 6:30.
We've got time.
We've got plenty of time.
I was going to ask you, Caitlin, do you have a booking agent for all of this busyness?
No.
Who keeps track of your schedule?
Me.
Really?
Yes.
Wow.
And it's a lot. Like,
yeah.
I think that's why it is hard for creatives a lot of times to succeed because they're just creative and they just want to create. And that's all I want to do. I'm so grateful I have left brain, right brain skills So I love my daily planner. I love writing to-do lists. I love organizing. So I have that. But I guess I do have an agent for acting.
Okay.
So for acting, she gets me auditions and then I have to go out and get them. So I do have that.
Wow. Well, you know, talking about the acting, let's get back to the acting after another song. Mm-hmm. How's that?
That sounds great.
And then we'll talk about your acting career.
Okay. And I actually think I'm going to do a different tune because since we're talking about Dolly, we're talking about Johnny Cash, I think I want to do a Willie and Waylon tune.
Perfect.
If that's okay. This is one of my favorite songs and a true story.
Long time forgotten, all the dreams that fell by the way. The good life he promised ain't what she's been living today. But she never complains of the bad times or the bad things he's done, Lord. She just talks about the good times they've had and all the good times to come. She's a good-hearted woman in love with good times. The teardrops and laughter, they pass through this world, hand in hand, Lord. She's a good-hearted woman, loving her, good time in
do that.
Thank you.
Yeah.
Some good old country music right there.
That is fabulous. And if you're just joining us, you are listening to The Roadhouse right here on WTIP. We're talking with Caitlin Nicole Thomas. She's going to be playing at Grand Marais, downtown Grand Marais, tonight and tomorrow night. It is a pleasure having you here.
Thank you.
And I promised we were going to talk about your acting career as well. Mm-hmm. She's not just a singer-songwriter. She's also an actress.
Yeah.
And you've been in some movies.
Yeah.
And some commercials?
Yeah.
Yeah. How did it, okay, so what was your first acting gig ever?
Oh, my goodness. Well, of course, like sixth grade, I was in the Baghead, the paper Baghead. And I remember that. And I actually wore a paper bag over my head. My first acting gig, I think when I lived in LA, I did a Luna Bar commercial.
Okay.
I don't know if you remember Luna Bar. They still are around, but yeah. I did that. I was out in the Malibu Beach rocks and playing my violin, and a wave came, and you know, that California life, I guess.
Wow.
And then did a lot of print work for commercial print work. And, you know, I just, LA wasn't for me.
Okay.
So I moved to Chicago after that, gotten more music, some acting there, went to Boston, did no acting, just did all music. And then when I was in Nashville about 6 years ago, a fiddler friend of mine, I didn't even have an agent. She said, hey, there's a new TV show coming out on ABC called Nashville, and they're looking for a fiddler who can act or an actress who can fiddle. So I said, cool, I'm one of those.
Yeah.
And I got on the show, and I originally was a pretty prominent cast member on the show, which I was very excited about. But when it came out, I had what they called, you hit the chopping block floor. So I just had a little scene, but it got me in, and I've filmed three movies since then, and a National Lazy Boy commercial this year. And
that's fabulous. Tell us the names of the three movies.
Yes. The first one was The Song.
Okay.
And then I did another little independent film called Crazy All These Years.
Uh-huh.
And then I did another big feature film called Beautifully Broken that came out last August.
Okay.
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
Yeah.
That's great. Do you have any favorite acting jobs that you did? Is it movie? Is it commercial? Or
yeah, I also do theater. So a couple years ago, through Studio 10, a great, great theater production company in Nashville, I was in the Battle of Franklin, and I got to play a German immigrant and who was a fiddle player, and it was about in the Civil War, the Battle of Franklin, Tennessee.
Okay.
That was one of my favorites. And then I think being in The Song has just been the ultimate, most amazing experience, because I was a troubled gal in the film, covered in tattoos, and I got to sing and play fiddle and be in crazy cool scenes, and it was fun.
Great.
Yeah.
Great. So tell us about the Lazy Boy commercial.
That was fun.
Yeah?
Yeah, that was kind of out of nowhere, but I did the audition, I did a callback, and I landed it. I couldn't believe it, because Brooke Shields was the spokeswoman for 6 years.
Yeah.
And this was the first, I guess, Nick's commercial without her, and I was beyond honored. I wish I was a spokesperson for Lazy Boy, but I at least got to be the next woman in the commercial, and so it was a lot of fun. I'm really grateful for it.
So is that still on air, or no?
It aired all spring, which was so fun. And then I got another, every 3 months they have to send you a check to keep you on hold. And I got that again. So I don't know if they'll air it again or not. Okay. I have my fingers crossed, but we'll see.
Yeah. Did you get a Lazy Boy out of the deal?
No. And they did say on set, they said, if you want one, just let us know.
Oh, you want one?
I do. Yeah.
Travis wants one.
Yeah. 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 Now you're talking.
All right, Caitlin Nichol Thomas, we have time for just one more song.
Okay. Okay. Let's.
I hate to be like that guy.
You're that guy.
You are that guy tonight, Dave.
Yeah. Usually you're not. You're the easygoing, let's be wild cards. Let's do anything. And now you're just cracking the whip.
We got Dick and Norm standing by.
All right.
Okay.
But we got, so what we, are we got 5-10 minutes.
Yeah.
Yeah, but I'll do a shortened version of this. I don't know why I'm doing this. I do. One, I love this song. I love playing it full band. We'll be playing it tonight with Al and Rod and the guys. We jam. We get loud. We have extended solos. I love it. But I wanted to play a little fiddle, but I've never just sang and played fiddle before. So this could go horribly wrong and bad. I'll be honest with you.
Great.
But I thought, why not tonight? Why not on the Roadhouse?
That's right. Why not on the Roadhouse? Breaking here on the Roadhouse.
Safe. It's safe. This is very
it's
safe.
It's a safe space. Yeah. So here's this.
Experiment.
Here's this little thing, a little ditty. I'm gonna take a freight train down at the station, Lord.
I don't care where it goes. Gonna climb your mountain, the highest mountain, and jump off, nobody gonna know. Can't you see? What that woman, Lord, she's been doing me. Can't you see? Oh, can't you see? What that woman, Lord, she's been doing me. Gonna find me a hole in the wall. I'm gonna and die. Well, come later now, Lord. A mean old woman, Lord. She never told me goodbye. Well, can't you see? Oh, can't you see what that woman, Lord, she's been doing to me? Can't you see?
Sure. And it sounded great. Caitlin Nicole Thomas, thank you so much for joining us here tonight on The Roadhouse. And we will look forward to hearing more from you, especially your new album coming out any day now.
Any day now. Thank you so much for having me. I'm always so happy to be here.
It is our pleasure. And those of you who are wondering where you can find her tonight, Grand Marais, downtown Grand Marais, tonight and tomorrow night with Al Oikery, Rod Dokken, and friends.
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
Thanks
so much, and good luck.
Thanks.